Is it okay to go for what I want? This may sound like a strange question initially, but if you make the majority of your decisions based on what you think others might want from you or what they think of you, then it becomes a big question. What if people don't agree with me? What if people laugh at me? What if I fail? This is your ego actively working against you by presenting people-pleasing scenarios that diminish your desires. The solution is to make your ego work for you. Tell your ego, "It's okay. Calm down. Whatever people think or feel is okay. Their emotions and inner thoughts are completely out of my control. I can only control my own emotions, and my priority is making myself happy. I'm going to go ahead and do this for me because of how good it makes me feel. I can do this, and I will do it in an amazing way. My passion and intention to keep moving towards my goal will attract co-creators that want to support me. I will be happy, and I won't give up on my happiness." You need to recognize that your happiness also brings happiness to other people's lives, whether you intend to or not. Joy is a contagious feeling. You can see this in practice. Try an experiment. Walk around with a happy smile in an optimistic mood. You will see that it creates relaxation in others, no matter what they are going through. You can feel it in the warm feeling that runs through you when someone gives you a genuine smile. Happiness doesn't even have to be directed towards you for you to benefit from being in its presence. You can be the person that's adding warmth to other people's lives just by making yourself happy. Isn't that beautiful? Your happiness is your positive contribution to the world. The next point I want to bring up is negative forecasting. This is when you think about, what if it doesn't happen the way I think or hope it will happen? Your mind comes up with as many worst-case scenarios as you can think of, not realizing that each one will just attract another. Now you're in a negative thought loop that keeps you from doing anything. The trick is to be open to unpredictable and spontaneous situations that challenge you. Trust in yourself and your ability to pivot and create a new path towards your desires. Also know that this is the universe working with you to refine your preferences and your desires as you move towards your wants. Challenges in life help you clarify what you want to include or exclude from your experience. A solution for this is to play an empowering game with yourself. Talk to yourself and say, "Be calm, be patient. This is the universe slowing things down so I can remove the things that I don't want from my experience. Let me look at this new situation and think deeply about how I want it to be resolved and in a way that makes me most happy. What would give me what I want the most from this situation? I am the CEO of my life, and I can come up with the best solutions for my challenges." By thinking deeply about what you do want, your energy sends out the vibration into the universe and draws those things towards you. Don't give up. Think harder. And don't stop until you are happy with your results. Play the positive, joyful, what-if scenario game instead. Ask, "What if this works out for me in exactly the way I imagine? What if it works out for me in this other way that I dream about? What if it works out even better than I could ever imagine?" Remember that possibilities are endless, and so is your capacity for thought. The third and last point I want to bring up is What if you never get another chance to follow your passion? Your feelings of desires are your guides to help you fulfill your destiny in life. And your destiny in life is the fulfillment of the things that you want. Simple. So you can practice saying yes to yourself as a solution to your desires, to your wants. Continue to move towards your passions, no matter how small the steps are. The universe will shift things around to accommodate and give you what you want. You are what you think about, so think only about being happy and fulfilled. That way you can get there faster. Thinking of denial and disappointment will keep you in that state. Choose happiness and freedom thoughts over sadness and hopelessness thoughts. Here's an affirmation to help you. I remain joyful and optimistic. Good things always happen to me. I create positive scenarios for myself. I enjoy daydreaming about the future. I patiently wait for my desires to unfold. The universe always comes through for me. I play the joyful what-if positive scenario game. My inner world is bigger than my physical world.